Okay, this week's parasha, we have parashas Vayikra. We start a new sefer this week, Baruch Hashem, sefer Vayikra. And as we know, this Shabbos has a special name to it. It's also called Shabbos Zachar. Okay, we read parasha Zachar this week. The parasha at the end of parashas Kisetze, which describes what Amalek did to us when we left Mitzrayim. I'd like to actually try to merge the two together. A simple idea from Parshas Vayikra, a simple, important idea from Vayikra, and tie it into Parshas Zachar, and hopefully have us all walk away with a very, very important lesson that we could take for life with us, Be'ezus Hashem. The pasuk begins, the first opening words of Vayikra, Vayikra Moshe. And he called to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed Le'mor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe from Ol Moed, from the Mishkan, saying, what's fascinating is, the pasuk itself is a little bit off balance, a little bit incongruous. Why? Vayikra el Moshe. It doesn't tell us who called to Moshe. It says, and he called to Moshe. And if you think that Hashem doesn't know how to put Kav Yochel, his name in the Torah, so the next word says, Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed le'mor. So why doesn't it say Vayikra Hashem el Moshe? Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed le'mor. What's Vayikra el Moshe? As if like, There's a calling without letting us know who's making the call to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it Vayikra Moshe? The Slonim Rebbe in the Sefer Nesivos Shalom, I saw this quoted in a different sefer, but I'm sure it's there. I'd have a chance to check it out. Suggests a very, very beautiful insight to life that we can learn out from this opening phrase of Vayikra. The Torah is telling us a very important lesson, which is that Vayikra Moshe means that Hashem called out to Moshe. But didn't sometimes in life, there's callings in life that we experience without necessarily realizing that they are callings to us. The Torah almost wants to say Hashem is pulling out His name, Vayikra Moshe, to teach us that we should look at life's experience as every experience that we have in life is meant to be looked upon as a calling to us. Whenever we go through something in life, it's a Vayikra, but instead of Moshe Rabbeinu's name, take out Moshe Rabbeinu's name. I know it's his birthday and his Yahrzeit today, so we should be extra careful with Moshe Rabbeinu today, but take out Moshe Rabbeinu from the first pasuk of the Chumash of Vayikra and put in Yosef, Vayikra Yosef, Yosef Chaim. Hashem is calling out to every one of us. And every experience that we have in life, we should experience and realize that it is a calling of sorts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone in this room decided to come to Torah Shraga this year. We could have gone elsewhere. We could have been a different age. We're all the same age. All happened to. We could have been a different shir. But the Ribbono Shel Olam put us all together and gave us all the opportunity to learn from each other something. Everyone here is going to go somewhere for Shabbos. Some will stay in Yeshiva. Many of Muslims probably go out for Shabbos, the last out Shabbos of this man. You're going to go somewhere tomorrow for Shabbos. Maybe you'll go visit some family friends you haven't seen, with some guys in yeshiva somewhere for Shabbos. Some think out of family visiting, Baruch Hashem. Spend time with your family for Shabbos. And you're going to have experiences that will happen to you. And in life, we have 2 ways to look at those experiences. One, nice experience. Nice. It was a good time. Or we could have the Vayikra El Moshe experiences and understand and realize that it's tailor-made for me. And there's something I'm supposed to learn from this. What do I take from this experience? What's my takeaway message? Vayikra El Moshe says, Hashem calls out to every one of us in our lives and sends us messages and experiences and callings out in life to us. I'll give a simple example. I hate to come back to this again. But there's a war in Ukraine right now. The whole world is witnessing and watching what's going on in Ukraine, the Russians. But not everyone's seeing it the same way. Not everyone's seeing the same calling. Some people are seeing the calling, oh, it's my opportunity to go save Jews in Ukraine. And there's many, many Yichud Hatzalah members that are on the borders, all along the Ukrainian borders, trying to help people that are not only Jews also, but not even non-Jews, to help save them in their lives. That's a calling. Other people say, yeah, it's a calling to daven for them after davening. Some people look at, cookies are brought to the cookie room today. And I could support the effort by Venmoing 6 check or whatever whatever they're charging for a cookie, kol hakavod, to help support the cause. And everyone experienced the same thing, but not everyone hears the same calling. Vayikra El Moshe says you got to hear the calling. I want to just contrast that for a moment with you to Amalek. The Torah tells us very little about Amalek. It tells us that at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, that they came and they attacked Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah recounts it in Parshas Kisetze. The Torah says like this, Zachor, you should remember, Esa Asher Asal Lecha Amalek, what Amalek did to you by Derech, with Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And then the Torah has a very, very challenging phrase, Asher Korcha Baderech. Asher Korcha. Translate that phrase, Asher Korcha. They cooled you off. They made you cold. Took away your blankie. What does it mean, Asher Korcha Baderech? So Rashi has three pshatim. I'm only going to tell you the first one, because it relates to this Vayikra. It's the flip side of Vayikra. Says Rashi, Asher Korcha Baderech Loshon Mikre. What's Mikre? Chance. By chance. Right place at the right time. Good luck. It was all luck. It's not the hand of Hashem. It's not a Vayikra El Moshe. It's not a calling to you. It happened to work out that way. Yeah. It could have been a different way. It happened to work out that way. Yeah. You got the lucky end of the draw this time, but next time, who knows how it's going to be. Many of them first should point out that the word Amalek in Gematria is 240. The same Gematria as the word Suffolk. What does Suffolk mean? Doubt. What did Amalek try to do to us? Try to cast a doubt in our Amunah. Try to say, it's a nice idea, but one second. It's nice that you experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's nice that you had all these miracles, but whatever. Your God isn't so great. And, it was a luck. You got luck. It was a mikra. It was a happenstance. And just when someone says that, just when someone just casts that doubt on a person's emunah, that itself is the cause for a lot of trouble. Purim is coming. Mishnichas Adamar b'Simcha. There are many, many lessons of Purim. Wonderful lessons of Purim. But one lesson that everyone must hopefully be mechazik over the days of special days of Purim that are coming upon us is the lesson of Hashkachas Hashem. Is a lesson that Hashem is deeply connected to us in our lives. Teshuasam, we're going to say on Purim, Teshuasam Hayisa LaNetzach. That Hashem's salvation for the Jewish people that they experienced in times of Purim wasn't just for them. It was a lesson, a timeless lesson, a lesson for all ages. A lesson that applies equally in Tufshin Pei Beis in the year 2022 as it applied 3,000 whatever years ago in the story of Purim when that story took place. Or a little less than that. It's a lesson of Hashkachas Hashem. It's a lesson of Vayikra El Moshe. The Ramban, I'll end with this Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo has a very, very profound line where the Ramban says that a person has to believe that every single thing that happens to him in this world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I do good, I'll be rewarded for that good that I do. And if I don't do good, if I do the opposite of good, I'll be punished. And the Ramban says that's a fundamental belief in Yiddishkeit. The Ramban even goes so far as to say, Ein la'adam chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a portion in the Torah until he believes, Ad sheyamin b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu, until he believes about all the things that happened to us in our lives, mikreinu, that they're not teva, it's not natural, it happened to work out that way, it's not a malek, it's not a mikra, it's not a shakarcha, it's a vayikra, it's a calling. Sometimes the calling is very, very loud. Sometimes the calling is very, very soft. Sometimes it's so obvious. Sometimes it takes more for us to see the writing on the wall and to realize, oh my gosh, maybe I should do something about this. But just the idea that it's a calling and not a mikra, just the idea that it's a vayikra and not an asher karcha, that's the difference between the Moshe Rabbeinu Hashkafa, the Hashkafa of Am Yisrael, and the Amalek Hashkafa. Amalek is a mikra. We know that the word mikra, if you scramble the words around, doesn't mean mikra, but it reads rak me Hashem. Mikra is happenstance, but it just That's the Amalek when you see it. Rak Me Hashem means we understand. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the days of Purim get closer and closer, as the Yemei HaSimcha of Purim get closer, we should be Zocha to witness and experience and feel the Hashkachas Hashem, to hear the callings, the Vayikra Moshe, to every single one of us, and be Zocha to feel Hashem's love in every single part of our lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbosai.